What about in the patient with a targetable lesion, for example, FLT3 mutation?
Now, there's a tricky affair. If it's an older patient, I've had a FLT3 patient respond very nicely to venetoclax. At first, the rumors were the FLT3s don't respond to venetoclax, but in fact, they do. So you're really left with, okay, what are my goals here? Is this a younger patient that I'm going to try and take to a bone marrow transplant and cure? And that's how we think of FLT3. If this is a 79-year-old, in fact, I just had a 79-year-old show up with FLT3 disease. Those are a little uncommon. And I made a decision that I think was the wrong one. This was a year ago. I chose a dose-reduced 7+3+ midostaurin, and I'm thinking azacitidine would have been a better choice.
What about azacitidine FLT3 inhibitor?
Sure. That's an option too, I suppose. I'm not sure. There's a drug called gilteritinib, and it's available for relapse refractory, but yes, not so much midostaurin, but gilteritinib. I would certainly think about throwing that in with venetoclax and AZA. And by the way, the gilteritinib venetoclax trial is already fired up and enrolling. So we already are going to have data on at least that combination.
Gilteritinib venetoclax without a hypomethylating agent?
Correct.
Wow.
Just an initial safety study.
Wow, that sounds cool.
But obviously, toss it in with the azacitidine then.
That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Another possibility might be thinking about other examples in oncology. You could start out with venetoclax, azacitidine, and add in FLT3 inhibitor, gilteritinib. The patient wasn't doing well or they started to progress. The thing that's been so amazing to me as I've been hearing this story over the last few months and trying to get it out, and in the meeting you were at, you know, you all presented those data. Everybody changed their practice right there.
We hope so.
They did.
I'm curious if some of these physicians are going to stop referring the 75-year-olds to us and say, I know how to do this. I have no qualms teaching them about azacitidine, and they're starting to use it.
That gets into part two. And incidentally, in that meeting, we actually did a pre and post, and they literally changed their practice that day. But
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was amazing. But